lyrics, guy. I was hoping you'd play this song, Adam. I love it.
Cool.
I was going to play Planes by Elton John. This is too unfamiliar. You got to go with Daniel, but that song does mention planes, and he has a lot of songs about planes. One almost killed him over the weekend. Yeah, if you missed it, his flight over the weekend. He's flying from Ireland to the U.S. He's on a private jet, and at 10,000 feet, hydraulic failure. They turn back for the airport, but there's a crazy storm, and they can't land. They try once, twice, and finally on the third attempt. And not to yada, yada, yada that story. That is scary, man. Attempting to land and the weather won't let you, and then trying again and then you still can't land. That's scary, but he's okay. In fact, 2 hours after they were able to land, he hopped on another plane and flew to the U.S. and did not miss the show. And that's a dude that's over 70, man. That's so cool. I really respect that. So we're going to flip that into a conversation. Has anyone ever been on a scary flight?
This is the Adam McHale Show.
Join the conversation.
Now radio.
That's what I want to talk about. Like, have you been through what Elton John went through? Just, you're in the air and something scary happens. I want to talk about that. That could be crazy. Now, Bill from Castle Downs told this story. He said, June of 1985, my wife and I were on a flight leaving Vancouver going to an airport in Tokyo. And unbeknownst to us, the plane had a bomb on board, and shortly after landing, the bomb went off, killing two baggage handlers. Now, that is extreme, and so is the Elton John one. But, you know, I'm talking, you're flying, and there's some crazy turbulence, that kind of thing. There's some bad weather, just you're flying. Man, it's scary. For whatever reason, I want to hear about that today. So, 56789, if you want to shoot a text, or 489-4669. Something scary going down while you're flying.
Now radio.
Because Elton John is still alive, but man, crazy ordeal in his private jet over the weekend. We're talking about flying and scary things going down. You never want this to happen to you. Sometimes it's even on the ground, like this text says, lightning hit the tail end of our jumbo jet while landing in Vancouver. It was a huge bang throughout the plane. Lots of screaming, but no problems. What about you?
One time I was on a flight to Vancouver Island, so it was a super, super tiny plane. And I just got lucky enough to be seated on one of two seats that faced everyone else. Every time there was turbulence, and there was a lot because we were going over the ocean, it was winter, they got their storms, all that. I kid you not, everyone's heads were just bobbling the whole time. And I thought I was going to puke because I was looking at all of this happening in front of me, and I was like, oh gosh.
You're getting motion sickness from a bunch of strangers bobbing heads?
Yeah, it was quite unsettling. So yeah, that was kind of freaky, a little different, but a little freaky.
Yeah, that's like two types of things, right? So that's a fear of flying with the turbulence and everything, and also like a fear of being in front of crowds, like public speaking, and afraid you're going to puke in front of everyone that's staring at you.
Exactly, a little double whammy.
The Adam McHale Show.
Join the conversation.
Now radio.
Call Adam, 489-4669.
Join the conversation.
Now radio.
So I actually caught a flight just from Edmonton to Vancouver, and straight up commercial, and there's this little bit of kerfuffle. They brought me up to the front of the line or whatever and wanted to talk to me. They wanted to know if I wanted to move into first class because they had one first class ticket left. And the reason being is, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt needed to get their family to Vancouver a little bit earlier, so they were going to jump on that flight. And so the only room that they had was in, like, commercial, whatever, for them. Like, they as a family, were going to sit in whatever, like, the regular class. So, and apparently my seat was right in between them all. So you know what I said? I said, of course not. I'm totally cool sitting back there with them. I'm not going into first class. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, that was a crazy, scary situation, how nervous I was. Obviously, I did end up switching seats a bit so they could all sit together, but I was literally the only one in the first, like, three rows with them and all their kids and a few, like, two security guards and another assistant or something. But it was the coolest plane ride and scariest at the same time.
So a scary flight because you're getting side-eye from Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie because you wouldn't give up your seat?
Yeah, it was just scary nervous, but oh my God, their kids are so cool, and I played with them the whole time.
Now radio.
Like soldiers on the front line.
Facebook, we share many interesting things.
Everyone does that.
We do it better?
No, you don't.
What if we share your post?
I love you.
Join the conversation on Facebook.
Now Radio.